This Melbourne Theatre Company recording is a monologue by playwright Lally Katz, directed by MTC Associate Director Petra Kaleev. Written while Melbourne was in lockdown, Lally Katz reflects on her hometown while living and working in Los Angeles, where the COVID-19 pandemic increases exponentially day by day and forest fires rage. In this recording, the monologue is performed by Emily Goddard and features a sound design by Emma Fox. Melbourne Theatre Company acknowledges the Yalakut Willem peoples of the Boonwurrung, the first peoples of country on which this recording took place. We pay our respects to all of Melbourne's first peoples, to their ancestors and elders, and to our shared future.
In my dreams, I return to Mary Street. This isn't out of the ordinary. Since the virus began, my dreams scan the past every night and they visit the big locations and characters of my life. And together we play out scenario after scenario. I wonder if this is because the virus gives the illusion that time has stopped. Or changes time in some way. Like time itself has long COVID. Or maybe time is warping in the rising temperatures and in the fires. Or maybe it's just because we don't see many people in our day-to-day lives. So the mind scans back over the people who used to be there. I'm far away from Q now, almost as far away as you can get. I'm in LA with my husband and baby. It will be a long time before we can come to Q, because my husband's Venezuelan and his passport has run out and he can't get another one, and my baby has no passport at all, and the wait is very long. But I followed the lockdown in Melbourne on the Aegis website and through phone calls to friends while we both walk our local streets, them on their hour out and me with my baby, because there's nowhere else to take him. But mostly I've caught up with people in dreams. I think the virus lets us do that, lets us meet in the common consciousness. It connects us as much as it separates us. In last night's dream, I went to Mary Street alone. And then, I couldn't leave. I was crying to my former neighbours, saying, "What kind of mother leaves her baby in another country during a pandemic?" At all. Anna, who maybe some of you remember from my play Neighborhood Watch, was still in the life. She sat on her porch and watched the street, not missing a beat, taking notes on any neighbor who misbehaved. And I was old, like Anna. She was sort of sorry for me that all my years had been spent so fast, but she was glad that now she had company.
No easy to care the baby when you is so old.
I wanted to have another one, so he'd have someone, but now it's too late.
That is the life. The life teaching you, always in regret.
My uncle, who committed suicide 7 years ago, came walking up Mary Street with his wife. I recognised them, though both were in masks. They were looking for the Hollywood sign. They thought it would be nearby because they knew I lived close to it, but I had to tell them, I'm sorry, but that's my new street. This street is about as far from the Hollywood sign as you can get. My uncle looked disappointed about the sign, but happy about the coffee in Melbourne. They took a selfie with Anna and they left for Flinders Lane.
Tell me where I should go. Lily, can you help me? Can you take me with you? I'd like to meet your son.
I wish I could, Anna, but I don't know how to get back there.
No, Lily. It's here you have lost.
And then I felt my son pulling at my nursing nightgown.
Be careful there, Lily. It's no like here. Daniel Andrew's done a very good job. I make many reports to him about the neighbor who break the rule. He will read. He has no prejudice against the old and the dead. It was very hard. But soon, Anna will catch the tram once more.
When I opened my eyes, I didn't know what they would see. But it was my dark bedroom in LA. My time travel capsule. My son was hungry, and I was so happy I'd found my way back to him. My dream still hung in the dark air.
Thank you for listening. You can learn more about this recording and explore a range of theatrical delights at mtc.com.au.